Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, Darcy. What happened? Yeah. What happened? Yeah. Can you look at me? Can you look at me?
All those trust issues.
What happened last night?
They came back. I started talking to him and didn't want to hear it.
Where'd he go?
He knows everything about my family. I only know him so much.
Oh.
Story of my life.
We got to take lunch.
We're back.
That was the way in the most white knuckle way. It was 48 hours later after the proposal. This is what happened. She's sitting on the couch doing her textbook Darcy Janice the Muppet crying face.
Just spinning.
Here we go again.
And the producer, my favorite was the producer says, "Can you look at me?" And she's like,
we might have to start doing video versions of this podcast.
I don't know
if people realize how much we inhabit these characters.
You actually looked at me when I asked you.
When you
turned and you.
Y'all, it's Darcy and Stacey.
It's Darcy and Stacey. It's back.
It is back.
Roll the theme song.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darcy? Here we go. It's our big hit. Swims.
Sisters, sisters. There were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow!
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darcy. Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-po-dee-ba-ha-da.
Do the twins. Up-a-da-ba. Hat-a-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Hoo-ha.
Y'all, the queens are back.
The twin queens of the world are back.
So much has changed since Darcy and Stacey were on last.
And so little has, really.
It's so much with the world and the pandemic, yet Darcy and Stacey are the same.
Yeah, it's like Mount Rushmore.
But with fillers.
Yeah. Nothing really. Well, the faces change slightly. Makeup changes. And occasionally... Stacey's eyes look extra, eyebrows look extra pulled back.
They
this
do
episode.
Look pulled back.
Someone,
I don't know, what are those little, I guess those are when Darcy and Stacey pull their hair up. You see where their extensions are. Is that what that is?
You're not supposed to see those, I think.
Yeah, you do.
They're still going through that, y'all. They're both still in their boho, as they call it, boho chic 70s headband style that they were still in last year. Mm-hmm. That is just desperate for attention. It's not good.
They have kind of the bell-bottom jeans.
I feel like that was like 4 years ago.
Maybe they're making
it work.
To be honest, you and I buy clothes whether or not they have elastic pants or not.
That's true. I can't.
So we're not
people really... who live in fat houses shouldn't throw stones. Yeah, you got me there. I'll just shut up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah,
y'all, we get the fuck ready. And believe you and me, I'm in Oklahoma right now. Poodle's in Los Angeles.
Believe you me is the expression.
What did I say?
Believe you and me.
It's what's the expression? Believe me?
You me. Yeah.
I've never heard it said that way. It's not believe you and me?
No.
It's believe you me? That doesn't make sense.
Won't you Google and you'll see that I'm correct.
Believe you me. What's that mean? Believe you me.
It's a kind of a fun way of saying believe me. Like believe you me. Please Google it. I can't wait.
Really? I'm like, why do you say it that way?
I don't know, because as soon as you said it, I knew I had to tell you that and burst your bubble and say you've been saying that expression wrong your whole life.
Yeah. Believe you and me. I like mine. It's more inclusive.
Yours doesn't make any sense at all. Believe you and me.
Yeah.
You're asking yourself to believe something.
We're like sisters. We're sisters.
No, like believe you, me. Like, it doesn't make sense, but the expression
yours doesn't
believe.
Either. It's confusing.
We need to move on because this is not going to work.
So now, y'all, but I will be back in LA in August for a good bit. So believe you me.
There you go.
There's going to be some Darcy and Stacey theater.
Yeah.
Boy.
In wigs.
If I wasn't in Oklahoma right now and you didn't have plans to get fucked by two guys tonight because you're pent up, I'd be over there in a blonde wig right now.
Mm. Yeah, you can try that. You're not going to come in, though. Knock and knock and knock. What's the song go? Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. You go, woo! I'm like,
woo,
not happening.
Woo, Jaybird, I'm here.
Like, what is that noise? Sounds like a peacock being plucked.
So just so you'll know, if you are listening, I don't know if it's always going to be like this, but Darcy and Stacey, this episode one, this dropped actually, did it drop on Sunday or Saturday?
Sunday night.
So it dropped on Sunday night, but 24 hours before the show dropped on TLC. I don't know if they're going to continue to do that. Usually on Discovery Plus, we imagine they do. So if you have Discovery Plus, you can watch it on Sunday night. We just want to make a note that if you're in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, we have fun in there and we love it. But we don't let people post until the show actually airs on TLC.
Don't you say a fucking word until the show is
over. Don't you talk about Georgie and it's huge, huge,
huge,
huge,
huge
dick.
Bulgarian penis.
God, y'all, it is.
Dick Riviera.
I forgot how big his dick was, didn't you?
I did forget. I'm still bothered by that long hair. Especially when he looks kind of like Gary Oldman in Dracula at one point.
I want to say you're wrong. You're right. And what's a weird follow-up to that? Is that I'm kind of into it even more. I'm into him more this season.
But
he's
just
this big, like, hulking man that's just going to...
But weirdly, I think he's super hot when he's got his hair in a bun. But with the long hair and the way it sits, it's not like in a ponytail. It's just like on his shoulders and giving me Ron Perlman, Beauty and the Beast vibes, but not hot.
I mean, ironically enough... Stacey and Darcy kind of are Poodle and I, and Georgie is more of my type. I kind of like more hulking men like that. And Florian would be, if it wasn't until he opened his mouth, Florian would be your Florian would be your
Jesus
type.
Jesus Lord. United States. He's y'all. Someone who watched the show said, Facebook messaged me and like, what's up with Florian? I know we've talked about it before. Like, is he like really on drugs? And I mean, that's a fair question.
But I think that's just
who he is.
Yeah.
If he is on something, he's on medication for probably depression or something. And I think his energy is just that low.
Yeah.
And she takes everything from him to put in her face.
It's just
that simple.
I don't think he's
his life force goes into her cheeks.
It's true. It's true. We don't. Announcements really quick, y'all. We're going to be doing, there's some shows coming up we mentioned. We're going to be doing, and you're going to get some of them that are, you're going to get the first episode. For instance, earlier today, we recorded Love in Paradise, The Caribbean.
The 90 Day Spinoff.
Previously was 90 Day Caribbean Love. It's going to be good.
It's a fucking trash heap.
It's going to go on the $5 tier of our Patreon and Supercast. Yep. So the reality gets extra. But the first two episodes are going to be on the free feed. So you can listen to those. Check that out. Sexy Beast on Netflix is dropping like in a week, right?
One of the apocalypse signs. Yeah.
So that's going to be, you're going to get that to, as we say, try before you buy. That'll be on there. And then at the end of this month, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Love is Blind After the Altar.
Yes. I think it's only 3 episodes.
Yeah,
I was actually so ready to correct you for that one.
I got all that right.
I appreciate it, and I say kudos to you.
Well, there's just wait for it. It's the beginning of the show. I'm sure there's other stuff. Yeah. So this episode again is called "You Only Know So Much." So I think that's it for announcements, right, Poodle?
I think the other thing on the free feed, if you're listening to this, because this is on the free feed, you're also going to get F-Boy Island that is coming on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
And that is going to be dropping the 29th. That's when 12 nice guys and 12 F-boys, otherwise known as fuckboys, are jostling for the attention of 3 beautiful young singles.
Yes.
Women.
Disclaimer, we did get asked to do an ad by HBO Max that we're recording for that show. However, they are not paying us to recap it. We want to do it. Come on.
I think we do it anyway.
We're not going to do this show. Come on.
Yeah. I'm totally into the concept of it.
It was actually they sent us the ad and we were like, holy fuck, what is this show? Mm-hmm. We're doing it. So anyway.
Sure. Shall we jump into this mess?
Let's jump in. So it was 48 after. Darcy is spinning. And but leave it. Who's coming to save the day, Poodle?
Sister. Stacey, she's down the ruts. I'm going to help her stay strong. I got her back. Basically every euphemism for support her, girl power, they just throw out. There's just this like awful Silva meme generator of expressions. Stay strong. Girl power.
Well, even Trend later, power. Like when Darcy's talking, she says, I feel empowered.
Strong.
I feel empowering. But no, she stopped. She went, she said, I feel powerful, .. Empowered, ..
Strong. there's a vocabulary of about maybe 7 terms.
Stacy is here. She's like, I knew I had to step up for her and be there for her.
We're gonna go take mom to get some groceries, and you know, she like that. We're gonna take her some ice cream. She likes that. Mom's gonna love that.
Love that. And Darcy's like, I'm supposed to be happy. And he's literally gone. So
they see mom. I was confused. Did mom just get dropped off at the grocery by a taxi?
I don't know. They're at Albertsons because the manager found her there and said, Darcy, can you come get this old woman? They call her Nana. Everybody calls her Nana.
Yep. And they're like, she's dancing. She's twerking. Is mom twerking?
Oh, well, she's trying to. Mom's got the moves.
And so she's there and she's asking them, so it's like, so how is Rhode Island? How is Rhode Island, Darcy?
Memories.
Yeah, it's nice to make memories.
We made memories. Yeah, Mom. Yeah. Don't even know where my relationship stands.
They're like, so, what'd you do there? How was Georgie?
She's like, Georgie whisked me away. It was great. Yeah.
And Stacey says, it's storming.
Yeah, a big, huge storm cloud coming. And she's like, boom, boom. And they scream at lightning. And yeah, go ahead.
I was crushed under the weight of this metaphor. Just, I could not breathe under this boulder of a metaphor.
And well, especially like, what Stacey said.
The storm's passing. Yeah. So this sounds like a sign.
Yeah, Darcy's like, oh, the universe is angry. And then I love what Stacey said. Hopefully it passes. Like other stuff. And then she was like, why don't you just tell her?
This is like reality storytelling for four-year-olds.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Kind of like Teletubbies, when they would have to do something and you would wait to they go, nyeh, and the son as a baby would go, ha ha ha, and they would go, and they would like, you would say, what are they going to do next? And they would kind of like ask their audience 1,000 times and then they'd laugh. And the audience is so far ahead of them.
I'm really concerned that you know so many specifics about Teletubbies.
You've never seen an episode of the Teletubbies?
I have, but we were too old enough to watch it for real.
I don't know why I watched it, okay?
Did you get high and have sex to Teletubbies? Please say no.
No, I didn't. I'm sure there's Teletubby porn out there.
You know what? Don't Google it. So
no.
I love that Darcy and Stacey are having all of it, and Stacey's like, just tell her.
Tell her.
She's like, I don't know. And then she's like, so Mom, like, what'd you think of Georgie? He popped the question. Mommy popped the question.
And there's just silence.
And you're like, oh God, is her mother upset? She goes, what's happening?
What? She's just hard of hearing. Honestly.
Pardon? And then Darcy has to say it again. He popped the question. And Mom goes,
oh, he popped it. He popped it.
And I still don't think she knows what they mean, right?
So she showed her the ring, and she's like, "Well, I guess I'm happy for you. It's nice." And she's looking
back. He walked away, Mom. Then he walked away.
She looked at the ring. She goes, "Oh, that's nice. I want one. Manifest it, Mom. You're gonna get that. You're gonna get that again one day. You're gonna manifest it.
Get that diamond." But so she basically says, "I asked questions about his past," and then the mom said, did you call him, dear? I texted. I don't know.
And at that moment, Georgie mm-hmm. texts. And she goes, oh, looking here. So.
And then, y'all, I just want to put this in perspective. 2 days prior, Georgie asked Darcy to marry him when he was on a boat with her in this beautiful romantic setting in the sun. 48 hours later, in the pouring rain in a Land Rover, Darcy says, I'm scared he's having second thoughts. I just want to make that jump.
No, it's fair. And
I mean, I've been insecure in my life, but Jesus.
No, they really are some of the messiest two women. I mean, it is. And I think part of them is in on the joke, but in a way, I think they've been in on the joke for so long, they think the joke is real, if that makes sense.
Y'all, I know stuff is produced in this show, but I believe that almost everything on the show is grounded in some seed of truth.
Oh, yeah, that. Definitely.
It can't be this good and this authentic to not be.
No. I think because we watch shows, we go,
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, y'all, part of this is pretty real.
Like, I think the reason why nobody liked The Family Chantel is because it was fake. You could tell it was fake. It was just super, super fake.
Oh.
Queens.
Well, I don't think they believed their fakery. These women do, because the joke, like I said, the joke has become real.
Yeah.
For them. That's the whole, the Instagram post talk. It's, yeah. It's, that's how they live.
But it, so she says, well, Georgie texted and she's like, can you drop me off? So Stacy goes and drives her to the apartment. And then Darcy's getting out of the car and her mom says, say hi to Georgie for me.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks. Pat my back. And he's just sitting there smoking, y'all. So which, Florin and Georgie both smoke, which makes sense because they're Eastern European.
Yeah.
God, have y'all, you been to Eastern Europe? Everything smells like cigarettes.
Including their massive dicks. You just, you're literally sucking their dick and going, why do I smell tobacco? It's just their dick.
There's just like, it's just, their dick smell up, they, your penis smells of tobacco, sir. So he basically says, he's like, I left because you were asking about my past and I've told you everything. Well, and
I mean, he's doing at first, let's just say, he is doing what drives Darcy probably the most crazy. Is that Darcy walks up to him and she, you know, she says, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? And he's like,
makes her nuts.
He's basically just, he's like, I'm good. And he's not saying anything. And he just sits there in silence. And Darcy kind of has this,
do you
like,
love me?
This like very sad Terrence McNally monologue. That's kind of like,
are you happy?
That's like introspective, but it's, not. It's like talking in her head than talking to him.
It's more Samuel Beckett. Because okay. She's the only one in the room. Are you happy? Do you love me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You want to talk about it? Is there... Was it me?
Is there someone else?
Was it you?
Do you want to tell me about it? Are you bored with me?
I trust issues. I just... Things happened in the past. So many times. Feeling secure. And so, but she brings up again, she's jumping to all these conclusions. One of them is like, why are you paying rent? Y'all, Georgie lives in DC, but
right.
He's been staying with Darcy. And she's saying, why are you paying rent if you're here? And they're in Connecticut, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, why are you paying rent if you live here in Connecticut in DC? Well, Georgie explains. He said, again, he said, until my divorce is complete, he has to stay in D.C. Now, we don't know, we've mentioned on the first season, but I think, does he already have his green card?
Almost certainly, yeah.
I think he does, but he's not a citizen. So there might be, because he got married.
He has to have a legal residence, and he hasn't, yeah.
And so it probably, I'm sure, has to deal with that.
Well, he has to have some place to get documents. And
Darcy should know this, but yet it doesn't, it fucks with her brain.
The aching void of need that exists in her,
yes,
will always throw that away.
And they're just sitting there and Darcy's like, I need to know how you feel.
He's just sitting there smoking.
Are you happy with us?
Do you love me?
Do you love me? Y'all, again, he proposed 48 hours before this, and she's asking him if you love me.
Y'all, the amount of work a therapist would have to do to get her.
That one was pretty good last season. Yeah, that one helped.
But just to establish self-love, and actually just to allow her to hear someone else.
Yeah, cheese sticks therapist could do nothing on Darcy.
Oh, cheese stick. We're going to see cheese stick soon on 90 Day Diaries.
We're behind on those, y'all, but we're going to get to him when we're not getting raw dogged by content.
But
we'll get to it in the fall. You're fine.
I'm sure he and May Lisa are blissfully
happy. May Lisa. She doesn't punish me at all.
I'm sure she's casting spells so that he will, in another life, he will also be unhappy.
It's true. Boy, doing Darcy and Stacy, I suddenly want wine.
No, my voice is so raw.
I know, but I mean, they just make me want to drink a wine. I'll get a first leaf.
So, They later on, we cut to, I think this is 2 months later.
Yeah, two
and
months later.
We are at a photo shoot with Stacy and Florian.
Y'all, and Florian is modeling and I screamed.
Yeah, we have not seen Florian model. We've heard that he is a model.
Okay, but I'm not even letting you talk anymore.
Okay.
I'm taking over.
Okay.
This is what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Like a conductor, I've made a decision and you are my okay. orchestra, bitch.
All right.
Okay, so first of all.
I'm worried.
I just want to, y'all, Poodle's about to do a scene of reality gaze theater where Poodle's going to have to play two characters at once.
That's nice to be.
You normally do Stacy.
That's nice to be pushed to that.
And you
okay.
are Florian. We'll see. I might have to do Stacy later on down the season. But for now, you're doing this.
My greatest challenge.
And you're
solo. This is like me and Anna Deavere Smith. No one knows who that is. Your, never mind.
I was going to say more kind of like Sally Field and Sybil.
Or those Robin Williams things where he would be a televangelist and talk in different voices.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So here's the deal.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Rest in peace. Okay, here's the deal. I just want to set the scene. Picture a small studio. There's a photographer. Florian is in like a black sweater.
Sparkling.
It's black sweater. Stacy. Stacy looks like.
Fly girl was in the military.
Oh, see, I was going to say the Michelin Man's slutty sister.
That's fair too.
His slutty younger sister that he has to keep going to like
what the fuck
town
is she wearing? If it's possible, she has even worse taste than Darcy.
Oh yeah, she's wearing this big puffy shirt, y'all. She's wearing that nude lipstick. She's got on a hat and a long hair.
And those extensions, those ratty extensions, falling out the back.
She is coaching Florian. Ad nauseum modeling.
Which I doubt she's been asked to do.
Right. Okay. And hold on. Let me. Well, I just feel like it's going to be better.
Definitely give me a little music.
Yeah. Let's look up. I'm going to look up on Spotify. What does it say when you say modeling?
Oh, no. Just give me sexy.
Perfect. What? You like it?
Riveting that you're just looking at your phone like an 80-year-old man. And. Ooh, I could work with this. Not too loud. Florian, get some sexy eyes. What? Give me some sexy eyes. Sexy, confident. You're a sexy, confident fiancé. We're fiancés. Show me your abs. Show me your abs, baby. No, dancing. Show me your abs. No. I don't know. No, yeah. No, chin down, chin up, chin up, chin up, chin up, chin up. Now, strike a pose. Like Vogue, like Madonna, Vogue. I don't know, Vogue. Damn, Jesus Lord. I don't know, oh, my Stacy. Oh. You know, no, come here. Now be sexy. We're gonna do a costume change here. Costume change. It's time to get into something sexier. You're like, be a hot guy. You watch me. I can do it. That's how you be sexy. You see that? No, oh Lord. Harry Jesus, United States. Why? No, you shut mouth. No, don't you. What? Why do you say that? Please quiet. Please, no, say, front. Mary, Jesus, Lord.
And see.
The photographer says, and cut. Thank you. I'm exhausted.
You were in, y'all, you don't understand. When he plays Florian, he contorts his body. And then.
No!
It's really.
That's part of the inspiration of Tamaru Drive is Florian.
It kind of is, yeah. That's
it's
true.
It's like, Mary, Jesus Lord.
When he said Jesus Lord, it was like a hug.
Jesus Lord.
I mean, now, y'all, he's such a dick, but he's kind of a lovable dick.
Now, here's the thing. What he said to her was shut your mouth. That's bad.
That's
bad. We're not saying that. She would not shut up about all the stuff. And it was really terrible to say that. I'm not defending him in the fact that he doesn't know how to say things that aren't, rude.
Is this lost in translation or not?
But some of it, but I don't want to let him off the hook for that.
It was pretty shitty to say.
But it's not that I think that she should have been told that. She was acting like some kind of horny cartoon character.
She really was. It was worse than Lauren trying to get Alexi to model.
Much worse. If I would have been that photographer who I think was hired just for this, but that photographer, if this would have been a real shoot, the photographer would have been like, what the fuck are you doing to my model? Yep.
Which she's like, yeah, that's it.
Show me those abs. That's the best feature.
Snatch jaw. And then she says to the photographer, he's known for his abs. Florian is a Calvin Klein model on Times Square.
Oh, he's got the abs of Florian. You have abs like me. I have abs.
And did you hear him say, Darcy, I haven't been to gym in years.
I have not been to gym in years. Why? I loved my favorite name for her now is United Stacy.
United Stacy.
Oh, my Stacy. He said that over here.
He does say, he basically, what did he say? He said, enough.
He kept saying that.
I can say stop, but sometimes I lose control. This is a problem. I think he does get, y'all, because remember, he got really fucking weird last year and angry. So I think he definitely has anger issues.
You think?
The bigger question is, how's Darcy doing? How's she doing? And y'all, we're going to find out right when we come back from the break. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are four tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back, and Darcy's back, y'all. She is back. She says,
she's got her headband on.
She's got her headband on. She's got a very long wig. It's like a blonde Cher wig, and not Cher from Smothered, but Cher as in the Cher.
Cher.
God damn it. And she's got a long blonde wig on the head. And she's like, the last couple of months, I took time out for me. Just trying to put in the work to heal. And that's what she said. I feel powerful, empowered, strong. And I was like, Poodle, what is
They're all synonyms.
Okay, just want to make sure they all say the same thing, right?
Yep.
Okay, just...
I think powerful and empowered are close, but strong would be a synonym for all three words. All three words are the same. Okay. They all have different nuances, but she was basically saying strong, strong, strong. Yes.
It's kind of like the way I feel like when Jake is probably on social, on his Grindr, basically, and the different ways Jake can say fuck me. They all mean the same thing.
Or the different ways I say you up.
You up. Hey.
Sup. You up. Hey. You up. Y'all, one day we will just
working on something.
Educate you on Grindr speak and how you talk to men to get them to come pummel you.
Hopefully not right now, because now we're going to talk about Darcy's daughters, Aniko
and Aspen.
And Aspen.
Beautiful. I gotta say,
they're beautiful kids.
I'm struck by and the girls. These are not girls who wear a ton of makeup either. This is not like they're about to go to a party. Mm-hmm. And even when we see them going to the party, do you notice like they're not wearing a ton of makeup? Not like a lot of, like we see younger girls. They're 16, 17-ish now.
They're 16 and 15, I think.
That's it. Boy, they look older.
They do. Well,
but they're going and it's like very fresh-faced, and which I guess you can do when you're 15 and 16.
Yeah, you don't need concealer when you're 15.
No. Fuck youth.
If you're contouring your face when you're 15, 30 is going to be rough for you.
Yeah. So they are trying to choose what to choose, and she's like, "Oh, how about this? It's boho chic." And they're like, "More like grandma chic."
I love it when they shade her.
Yeah, Darcy, it is infinitely funny to me, her with those girls, and they just kind of look at her, and then
we get a little bit of them, but then we get. Darcy sits with the producer, and the producer says, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "I'm fine. I'm fine." And then Georgie sits down beside her.
In the most aggressive orange sweater I've ever seen.
It was kind of like what Zed would look like a before and Georgie would look like an after.
Yeah, but it's this kind of red orange color that white people can't wear.
It's I didn't just mind him looking. He
so intense. Y'all, I have problems with orange anyway. But that color, I grew up right next to Clemson.
Well, orange is supposed to inspire happy memories. That's why.
Yeah, not so much.
That's why Clinique perfume is orange and called Happy.
But I will say that color orange is the most neutral for me. But when people wear orange, it's different. When it combines with orange. Skin tones, and he's rather pale.
It's like when people wear orange and pink. I never really get into that.
No, not for me.
So
he like does his hair. They're sitting there.
We're 20 with our hair. And she's like, oh, twins. And Darcy says, "We're still here. We're still engaged." And the producer said, "How did you get it back on track?"
And he says, "I realized that I wasn't open to her." And they say, "I love you." And I wonder if he just really wanted to be on the show the next season.
I don't know. We said at the end of the last season, we thought Georgie really cared for her.
I think he does.
I think he does too.
If he doesn't, he's a pretty good actor, I feel like.
He's a very good actor.
I feel like Florian loves Stacey.
He's got rage issues, but I think so.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't love Stacey, he probably would have killed her by now.
That's true. Sadly, yes.
Yeah, sadly. And so Georgie says he needs to be more open. He was scared, and over that time, he opened slowly. Darcy said, "We're going to make this work."
I opened slowly. I've heard that before.
It's true. And then Darcy looks at him and says, "We really aren't meant to be. We just got to get through these obstacles. Love you. Love you." And then they kiss. Did you notice the difference, though? They had Stacey and Florian kiss, and Florian, like,
wipes the lipstick off of his face, kind of, and makes a face. Where when Georgie and Darcy kiss, he just kind of rubs it into his lips and licks his lips and my dick.
It's hot. Yeah.
It's hot, y'all. Georgie is good.
Georgie's very sensual. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's my
Florian's head. Not.
Cinches.
No. So Darcy.
Florian's just like, honey, Stacy, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Jesus, Lord.
Mary, Jesus. That's Florian's O face. Well,
we might have to start recording this.
So the next thing, the girls were asking Darcy, like, when was your first kiss? And she's like, I was 18, college.
Yeah, we forget they were nerds in high school.
Yeah.
They were nerds, and then they didn't kind of blossom in college.
And she's like, wait, Bjorn. And Aniko's like, I don't want to talk about this. And she's like,
did you have a kiss?
Who was he? Was he older?
Was he older? Was he a hot British man? A Swedish man?
And she's like, he was a year older. It's like, do you like your mama? Like I'm older.
Ooh.
Okay.
And then Darcy goes into
this story.
You know, there were things you could tell mommy. Tell mommy. You know, I was, you know,
she did say, by the way, her guy that she kissed was Spanish, and she says,
tell me how to use that tongue.
Liked foreign men already.
Yeah.
So, but she says to Annika, she's like,
you know, I had to put a condom on.
Like, and a banana. She's like, they're mortified.
Like a banana. Where, you know, where they put the pee-pee.
The fact that she said where they put the pee-pee.
Yeah.
And you watched Aspen's face. She just went.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And where, like, put, just, you know, grimaced.
It's where they put the sling blade.
Y'all, Darcy and Stacy are clowns. They are wonderful, like, ridiculously, like, extensioned clowns.
The corn cob without the corn on it.
She just kept going and going.
Yeah, it was a lot.
And literally, you could see what children look like when they want to sink into the ground and be swallowed whole.
It was a lot.
Too young to be a grandma.
She also says, so when you guys decide to have intercourse, and they're like, Mom!
What?
And they're like, you better have a ring on it.
I mean, y'all, this is what we got to say. I wish we could see, but I guess it's legal reason. I really wish we could see Stacy with her boys, because I bet Stacy's a really good mom to her boys.
I'm sure she is. It's just her husband has not released it.
Yeah.
And
which
that's
is,
why. I think they don't have a good relationship.
I don't even know what their kids look like. And that's fine. We
the boys are the boys are a little younger than the Darcy's girls.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Darcy is, you know, I think some people have said, we both have said, I think Darcy's a great mom. And
yeah, I think so. I think she's very supportive.
And some people say, well, what kind of mom is she? Like the model she is for her kids, meaning she's getting so much plastic surgery and she brings Jesse in and she has terrible relationships. However, as you see with our girls, children learn from the things we do well, but they also learn from when we make these mistakes. And I think they probably know too much about their mom's dating history.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I think they both are like, I don't want to go down that road that my mom has gone.
I think it's good that they probably do shared custody with their dad. So they have a very normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And then they live close to their grandparents. So that's probably a lot of stability. And Darcy brings in color. But I think both of them remarkably know who their mom is. And they
very
know her
so.
Heart. I sound like Bill Clinton. He knows my heart.
He knows my heart.
I think she's a good mom too. We've seen a lot worse moms.
Yeah.
Sure. So y'all, Darcy is cooking dinner.
Darcy's cooking dinner for her mom and her dad. Y'all,
Daddy Silva is back.
Daddy Silva is back and looking fine.
Okay.
This season.
You weren't into him like I was.
I am now. Finally get it. Something changed. I don't know what it is. It's fine.
He is hot, y'all. He has such handsome eyes and oh.
I don't go the same distinction you
do
would
I,
go
do
to.
Do I still think he works for the mafia and he knows where people are buried?
No. Yeah, I think he works for the government. I really do believe that.
That makes him even hotter, y'all. He's CIA.
He could break someone's neck with one hand.
Oh, Daddy Silva.
Ooh. So she's making dinner, and at one point she goes, "Oh, don't wear my hair," because
y'all,
I guarantee
she's trying to cook with her hair, and it's just like.
Those Dwayne Reed extensions would go up like a Roman Campbell. Oh,
she's walking. Like she's having to walk like, what's that purple thing from the McDonald's commercials?
Grimace.
She's having to walk like Grimace to keep her hair back, like with her head kind of back on her head.
Bring back all those characters, McDonald's.
We've already talked
Hamburglar away from us.
We already talked about sexy Hamburglar, and you were disturbed.
Oh my God, God! I don't think I've had been that turned on more in my life. Whoa! It's combining all the things: McDonald's, fries, Hamburglar stealing, which you know I like,
and
all
sexy
of these
guys.
Things. And a hot guy in black and what? God, boy, I could finger bang right now to sexy Hamburglar. Sexy Grimace, I think I would take
with
a while.
With just a wad of French fries in your mouth gagging you.
Jesus.
Okay,
what are they trying to do to me?
So, y'all, that's a real thing. Look up sexy Hamburglar.
Oh,
it came out like 10 years ago.
Fucking hot. I don't know why he went away. Ugh. That was shared with us when we were talking about it, and my mouth dropped
open. No, I brought
it
up. I remember it. Yeah,
he was shocked. I didn't remember it, and you showed it to me. So,
all right.
They
have some good news.
Big news. Big news.
Big news.
And Papa Silva says there are only two things they talk to me about: marriage and pregnancy. So
Daddy Silva's seen it all.
He has, and so the big news is that. Divorce is finalized. And
woo!
Georgie's like, yes, I'm very happy.
And Papa Sybil's like, he says, oh, I was relieved it wasn't a baby.
And
Georgie's like, that'll be next.
And Darcy goes,
yeah, she does exactly what she's going to start fresh. Now we're going to start fresh. Good start.
Yeah, wake up those eggs.
Come on, and Daddy
Get
Silva.
Get the dust off of him.
Daddy Silva immediately says, so if you're going to be the man of the house, you have a responsibility, you know? And George is like, I know, and he's saying he doesn't want to be a masseuse anymore.
Massage therapist. We don't say that anymore.
I'm sorry, massage therapist. He's saying it's because of the pandemic and everything closed. Y'all, it's because Darcy is never going to let him touch a naked woman's body again.
That's the truth.
Telling you that right now.
Never.
So,
never again.
Did you rub his shoulders? Did you take your hand down and you saw her derriere? And then you started working on her shimmel shanks. You know what I mean?
So,
her
poop corner. The poop corner.
The things that Darcy
did you go into the poop corner.
The things, yeah. Wasn't any honey there, was there?
The 100-acre wood.
Yeah. The things that Darcy calls anatomy, I bet it's a long list.
Yeah. Stacy is moving into a new apartment. New apartment with new energy. Maybe a little space will calm your temper. He's like, maybe. I'm still worried. But they're also moving into the same building as Darcy and Georgie, and they're right underneath them. So the Silva twins are living in the same building again.
Thank God. And so
Stacy then says, do I trust Georgie 100%? No. She's still, y'all.
And then fellas out with, I hope it works out.
Hope it works out for him, though. You know, I'm their biggest supporter in the world. She deserves that. She deserves it. She deserves love. She deserves love.
She deserves love.
So there's a, and meanwhile, Stacey and Georgie are packing, and George and or State, Darcy and Georgie are parking, packing. Darcy just is sitting on this like workout thing that like shakes, and y'all, I can't even recreate it because I'll have
she's
no voice.
She's fucking a clown.
But she's sitting on the thing, but she just she goes like. Like, I can't even do this.
It sounds like a goat getting roto-fucked.
So meanwhile, Georgie's like, can we please move?
He's kind of annoyed with her at this point.
So they all move, and they walk out of the building. And I was like, I got red because I wrote, who the fuck moves in house slippers? They're both, Darcy and Stacey are both wearing house slippers. They get into the car. And then they drive.
They drive next door because you know you. We all knew it was going to be something like that.
And then I was like, "Oh, okay."
To these prefab homes that like, are made quite cheaply,
but they look nice. And of course, they get it. Darcy's like, "Woo-hoo!"
And Darcy got the apartment over her, and Stacey's like, "Because she was there earlier." So older twin.
I'm older twin, you know? And Stacey, so y'all, and Stacey says, she beat me this time. And so Darcy just blinks.
Debbie and Raina are here. Uh-oh. I've been waiting to see them.
Where are my girls at, y'all?
Oh, God. So they're bringing...
Refresher of Debbie and Raina.
Debbie and Raina was their friend who we've seen before. And then Debbie has been there, who's known them forever.
Raina, remember, is the... Y'all, tall, drunk one.
Who always looks like she's about to fall asleep into her pasta. Yeah, any second.
She basically looks kind of like Allison Janney's drunk younger sister.
That's true. And Debbie kind of looks like... everyone has a cousin, Debbie, who kind of looks like she wears too much eye makeup and over-treated hair. But yes. they're both have like a Jersey accent, kind of.
Yeah. So they come over, and they're bringing wine, and this is still during COVID, so...
They're just like hanging out in the back of a Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah, but they just want to celebrate, you know, like, hey, congratulations.
It's time to celebrate.
Yeah, yes, of course. Debbie immediately is like, I don't.
No, Raina
is immediately like, I owe you a cabernet when I drink you to the car, so I got this bottle on the way.
Raina, what you going to do? Raina, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do this.
It's light so you don't spill in your house.
My Debbie is just going to be straight up Jackie Mason. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I'm fine with that.
What are you going to do?
So Rain is like, how are things? And Darcy says, well, the divorce is final. It's all good. Got a fresh start.
Oh, that's great. It's great. Yeah, it's great. Great to hear. Good to hear. And Stacey's like, well, what else is there going to happen? Is there anything else to find out?
You know what? Before we continue anymore, I think it's time for another poodle, Darcy and Stacey Theater.
I agree.
I can't sing the song because I've got to save
my voice. No, because my voice is shredded.
I'll be Darcy and a little bit of Raina. Poodle will be
Stacey.
Boy, we're double Stacey
and Debbie.
Debbie.
I played so many roles. This
you're just the Meryl Streep of podcasting.
I really am the Sarah Bernhardt,
the Viola Davis of Acast. Y'all, okay, so here we go. And scene.
That's final, yeah.
Right.
So,
we're doing good.
I need to say that, you know, remember when we went shopping for your...
Do we have any crackers?
Remember when we went shopping for your birthday? We went shopping for your birthday, and my birthday. We were shopping for my birthday, and you, he's kind of entitled, because, like, he was like, who's going to get me something? And
Stacey, he wanted to get something on your birthday?
Yeah. He got a fur coat.
What?
Yeah. He's like, what is he? He thinks it's Santa Claus? You think Darcy does think he's Santa Claus? You gonna buy us something all the time?
I just want to show him I appreciate him. You know, he came along with us for our birthday. I mean, it was your and my birthday. My husband came along. Yeah. I don't know where Florian was. Florian.
Tell him about the money in the sock. Tell him about the money in the sock.
I don't want.
What? What do you mean the money in the sock? Who does that? Even my aunt who's in the mafia doesn't put money in a sock.
I keep
Tina's in my panties at all times. Well, I just want to say, there was some money in some socks. It's like $1,200.
That's red flag. Red flag. Red flag. Red flag. Red flag. Red flag.
What was there? Red flag. I was cleaning my laundry. I was putting away his undies. I was smelling them, thinking about his big dick.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
You said it's for his credit cards.
Damn money in socks.
He wants to put it for his credit cards.
But that's why you probably pay credit card bill.
I don't know if he loves me.
And scene. God, I love this foursome. They will find any way just to make something worse. And Darcy says, I'm trying to process it all. That's what she says.
Do you think that's a weird thing to put money in a sock? Let me ask you this, actually. Is it a weird thing for someone from an Eastern European country to put money in a sock?
That I can't speak to, but I could chalk it up to that. $1,400 does seem like a lot.
I do want to know. I think there's a story behind that.
It could be that he was doing things for cash payments only, and he was trying to find a place to put it during COVID.
Because possibly.
There was a lot of times you could get COVID. Not saying I know people who did this, but I do. You could get COVID supplemental income from the government, but you could also still be doing your job.
Yeah.
But you do it only cash only. So, I mean, maybe it was that. It is weird to be hiding it in a sock. I think that to Darcy, that means that there's secrets involved. I'm sure there's probably an explanation, but
did she talk to him about it?
No, of course not. Come on.
So to me, I think I just want to know. I would want to know more.
Oh, no, she did say, because she said it was to pay for credit cards.
Oh yeah. He did say that.
Yeah.
So that makes it weird. That seems like a lousy.
And of course, Debbie has concerns. I have concerns.
She has concerns. And Raina wants to know where's the nearest
wine bar?
Yeah. Shout out to Specs. I love that store.
Oh, I am excited about this season of this show.
I am too, y'all. I mean, there are queens. We love them so much. It's just... Oh, this is going to carry me. You know what? I'm going to say this. I think this show single-handedly is going to help me process Oklahoma. I needed this for a year.
Y'all, send good vibes. We're almost to the end of Oklahoma for this one.
We are. So. Papa Mar, we think, is doing a little better, and I'll be home soon. I'm ready to be home. But y'all, until then, we've got these two messy ladies to give us all the joy in the world. You can follow us on realitygazepodcast.com for all our other shows. Be sure to check out. We're just, so much I forgot to say. We're going to be, y'all, we started a new thing that every week or every time in our Reality Gates extra content, whenever we start a new season of classic 90 Day Fiancé, we're going to air the first episode just in case y'all want to, if you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll listen to it, but I don't remember who's on the season. So season four.
This is the week.
Season four of 90 Day Fiancé. We're dropping that this week. So we're going to put that out on the first episode.
Nicole
too.
And Azen, George and Anfisa.
Anfisa, not Antifa.
Not Antifa, as you said. God.
We've got, who else? They're on this season.
I can't remember now. Fuck.
It was.
Chantal and Pedro.
Yo.
Fuck, he's so hot.
Oh my God, he's so fucking hot.
I'm sure it's probably not out there, y'all. I'd give anything for that dick. Ooh.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh. And also I'm trying to, y'all, that's Matt and Ala?
Matt and Ala. Matt and Ala.
And then I don't think we've met them yet, but is it Narkia and
Lowo?
Yeah, we haven't met them yet, I think. So, y'all,
it's going to be a good season.
going to be a good season. So be sure to check all that out. And, what is the sign up for this?
I know.
Oh, I remember.
And remember, y'all, if you really, really set your eyes on the prize.
Oh, yeah.
And you really know what you want in life. Just manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.